Welcome to the Paint It Black Podcast, a competitive show between podcasters, starring Ludwig Aroa and Brian Katz and your judge, Pete Bird. Now let's get started and ring that bell.
And we're back. Time for Paint It Black. And I'm back. I'm your host, judge and referee, Pete. Joining me this week, we got Brian.
Much love, everyone.
We got Lou.
What's going on?
We got the band back together. And joining us this week, we got Clint from Geek Dig. What's up, Clint?
Hey, what's going on? How's it going, guys?
Good, man. Good to have you on here. Every week.
That happens because I loop the music in VG Tester.
Every week. So, anyway, thanks for coming on, Clint.
Oh, gladly. Thanks for having me on, guys.
And thank you to Lou for last week. I know Dan was called the guest host, but dude didn't do much hosting.
He just introed the show.
He just kind of hung out, made his bird noises.
Right, which I'm a little disappointed that it wasn't bug noises.
Yeah. Like, what would be a bug noise? Like a cicada? Like
buzz. Buzz.
Like, oh, that's like a bee, right, though. It's not a bug.
What?
Bee, I think bees are higher echelon bugs, though. They're not like, you wouldn't say, look at that bug. Like, bee! You call it by its name.
Like, yeah, that's true.
I mean,
like,
what's a fly noise?
Buzz?
Yeah.
That's Fly the Bumblebee, though. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a bee song, yeah, man.
You're just proving his point, Brian.
That's what a fly do, right?
So anyway, Clint, it's good to have you on here. We've had you on our video game show. You've been gracious enough to have me on your show. Why don't you tell us all a little bit about what we could hear on Geek Dig?
Okay. Well, if anybody listening remembers Skip, who was on here a few weeks ago, he's my co-host from there. And me and him just sit around and bullshit and talk about video games and movies and just whatever the hell we want.
One of the things I enjoy about Geek Dig is I find your show oddly relaxing between, like, the temper of the way you guys talk and Skip's dulcet, stony tones. Very,
yes,
like, chill listen.
Yeah, it's like sitting back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
In fact, that stony tone may be carrying over a little bit. Because he was in town last week, and me and him actually got the episode I'm going to be posting up, like, tomorrow. He was actually in town, so it was cool. We got to record face-to-face for the first time.
Oh, nice.
And he managed to bring a few California goodies with him.
Sweet.
Nice. So it's a particularly relaxed episode coming.
So if you're from California, you just
will be.
You
yes.
just like, don't give a shit about flying with drugs and shit. Like, that's pretty sweet.
Just across the line.
California, lines, bro. Yeah. Chill out.
Yeah. But yeah, and I also really enjoyed your last week's episode. I'm going to butcher her name, but the girl from Clerks.
Oh, yeah. Marilyn Gigliotti. She's a sweetheart.
She seemed very sweet on the interview.
Well, yeah, she sucked 37 dicks back in 1994, bro.
27.
I mean, it's 37.
It was technically 38.
Oh, was it? In a row?
One time? Yo, I want to ask...
Yeah, that was the director's cut.
I want to ask you a question, Clint. After the Cubs won the World Series like a week or two ago, man, how much sex, debauchery, violence, and just everything did you see happen in Chicago that night?
Actually, it's funny because I wasn't even paying attention to the game, and after the game... like, friends and family started texting me, and I was like, fuck you guys, I'm in bed, I have to be up at 5, go away.
Bro, that was probably the biggest bang-out day of work in Chicago ever. It was just like, yeah, they won the fucking World Series last night, yeah, I'm sick, but I can't go.
A lot of people
conveniently say. Dude, my job was like a fucking skeleton crew that day.
You're like, why is there a late night parade? Why are they flipping cars?
Right, bro. People are fucking outside, bro. That's crazy.
All right, so why don't we start this thing off proper? We don't have much of a cheers, but hit that music, Brian. This is the point where we normally would do a gentleman's drink, Lou. Toast your water there.
There you go. Here.
Cheers.
Good job.
Good job. From this point on, I'm going to start scoring this bitch. Funny comments get a point, unfunny comments get a dong, and we'll play some games, and at the end, we'll crown a winner to this thing. So, now's the time for the question, how was everyone's week?
It was all right. Little man turned one this week.
Who?
Little man.
His son, dude.
No, I thought you said little man turned one.
Nah.
Little banter.
Yeah. I was like, what fighter is that?
No, he's 1 year old, he's doing good. You know?
Congratulations, man.
He's ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a pretty good week.
Yeah, you know, this week too was National Premature Baby Day.
That's right.
And like half of my friends just was like posting, you know, pictures of the kids and everything, and I was like, really? I didn't realize there was that many. No,
yeah. I was going to say, I wasn't going to shit on premature babies or anything.
I'm not trying to shit on premature babies at all.
What I was going to say was, according to social media, every day is a something day.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped paying attention to that shit.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, in like, I guess if your due date is like the 10th and you're born the 9th, you're premature, right? Like,
oh, yeah. It's crazy. My my ex-girlfriend was a neonatal nurse, like NICU premature kids.
I don't say a premature baby.
No, she cared for them.
How'd you fuck?
I know, it's a busy area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
High traffic. A lot of babies born without buttholes, but you didn't know.
Buttholes?
That. That's right. Come out early enough. They didn't form a butthole.
Well, that one's trash. No.
They pop out an X-Acto knife. Make one.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's just it may all be
a,
good?
A little more technical than that.
Right. I think they draw like an asterisk, right?
It's a little burn hole.
And then just push it in.
Poop.
Right.
That can't be the science on that.
Babies are squishy like that.
Right.
Are they? I haven't had a baby yet, so I don't know. I mean, nephews or nothing like that.
Well, I mean, I don't suggest trying to squish them to feel.
No, don't try.
I wouldn't.
Don't try.
Like, what's the elasticity on this baby?
What's its bounce? How about you, Brian?
What? Oh, my week?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't even remember my week, to be honest with you, Pete. I didn't do anything. I
went bowling. You don't have to sandwich something in.
No, I did go bowling, and it's the first time I've been bowling sober. That shit sucks, bro. I'm never going again.
Everything's boring sober. It's like when Homer Simpson was watching baseball when he couldn't drink.
Mm-hmm.
I never realized how boring this game is without beer.
I went to order wings off the place I went is Bullmore. It's a franchise, right?
Yeah.
So they have this little like iPad type thing. You order food. So I kept trying to order just wings. And it was like, I add to the menu. Or I add to my cart, whatever. And it was like, it would add it, and then I went to sign out, and it would be like nothing on my thing. So I went and got the lady, and never seen a lady so just bummed out when I asked her to be the waitress that she was and come over there and take my order. And then I was like, oh, the seltzer and some buffalo wings, please. And she's like, and I'm like, and that's it. Like, just like, right. Like what are you pissed off about, bitch? You're fucking a waitress. Like, yeah. Serve food.
Bowling alley waitress is pretty low on the social scale, I think.
You know what? I think I stiffed her on a tip now that I think about it, because I remember I was leaving there and paying the bowling.
Well, you should have. Yeah. With an attitude like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was a bitch. Fuck her. Yeah. Won't be going back.
Right.
Tales from a sober bowling alley. All right. How about you, Clint? Anything interesting happened this week? Stories to tell?
Nothing too exciting. Me and a bunch of buddies got together and sort of did a Friends Thanksgiving thing.
Friendsgiving?
Yeah. And I got to try the PlayStation VR yesterday for the first time.
Thoughts?
I played the Batman VR, and wow, it was fucking amazing.
I've been hearing mixed things in that it's totally immersive and really cool, but the lack of motion is a bit of a...
I hear it starts off and your family gets killed in front of you. That sets you in the Batman mood.
That is true.
Is it really?
You start off as Kid Bruce. Your parents are right in front of you. You see the guy come up and... Well, first the mom's talking to you because you guys are standing outside the theater in the alley, and she's like, "Well, it's okay. I think your dad gets a little scared too. We'll go get ice cream." And blah, blah. And then the thug comes up and shoots them both. And it's funny because you look down to your right, you see your mom shot dead on the floor. You look over to your left, and there's your old man.
Yo, I always felt that was the most bullshit part about Batman. Two billionaires taking a back alley out at the theater, man. Like, the limo's not meeting them out front. Like,
they were of the people, Brian.
The people don't walk in the alleys because they're motherfucking dangerous, man.
Mm. That's where Joe Chill's hanging out.
Yeah, even the regular people don't go walk the fucking back alleys. You ain't gonna find me walking any back alley in Chicago. Fuck that.
That's where people do heroin, man. That's not where you. That's not where rich people walk down with furs and tuxedos.
Can we have one episode where you just don't destroy Batman for me?
I'm just saying, like, on retrospect, like, yeah, you could be of the people. Why don't you clean up them alleys instead of walking down them?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I bet you Pete has never exited a show early. Like, I've seen what happens. He's
No. I love my parents.
Right.
I don't need any kid vigilantes running around.
Like, baby, you better not be wearing a pearl necklace.
I I think the only person that had a worse time than Bruce Wayne at the theater was Abraham Lincoln.
That's true. He didn't even make it outside.
No, man. What are you talking about? Pence, bro. He got fucking booed.
Oh, that's nothing.
Dude, that's nothing. Come on.
Yeah.
I know. It's the joke.
He was. he got a lecture. He got off lecture.
But no, the detective mode in there is great. You know, you come across somebody, and, you know, that you're looking for, and you're trying to recreate the crime scene, and it's really cool the way it comes together and your forensic tools and shit like that. But it got to one point right after that where I just got completely disoriented and couldn't play it anymore.
Yeah, that's a concern I had. How long do you think you made it in the game before it started getting to you?
Well, because I was kind of taking my time. I mean, I literally played for about a half hour.
Okay.
You know, before it was really getting to me. But half that time I was just kind of wandering around Wayne Manor and just really taking the time to just look around and just kind of check out and admire the level of detail and everything.
Do you get to, like, boss around the butler or anything?
Well, yeah, beat up on Alfred?
Yeah.
Just nah, he's...
not doing his job?
No, he is, but he's...
Get back to work, you lazy motherfucker. Yeah, right.
No, he's more like the Alfred that they show in Gotham, where, you know, he's not going to take a lot of shit.
Oh, he's tough Alfred.
Like, you're a fucking bum. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I pay you to do whatever I want.
Yeah, your last name is Pennyworth. How tough are you?
Right. Yeah. So when you take I'm sorry, Clint, what you said?
No, I was going to say, I tried to bitch slap him once, and the collision detection didn't hit.
Passing right through.
Well, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, when you take off that VR headset, man, is it like you got hit with a flashbang? Like, are you just, like, totally disorientated?
No, actually, like, taking it off like that was fine. The part that just got disorienting for me was there's a scene in the game where you're perched up and you're watching, and you're on top of this roof, and it's like you're on top of, like, a little, like, clock tower or something, and you're looking around, and just in all directions, it looks like you're ready to just fall off in any direction.
Is it that lifelike where you get a little vertigo from it?
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
Which that's what it was for me. I closed my eyes, I'm leaning back in a chair, and I'm like, okay, nope, I'm good. My feet are on the ground, my ass is in a chair. I'm good. I start slowly opening up my eyes. I look down. Oh, fuck, I'm going to die.
It's like that scene from Vertigo, like the Hitchcock movie. It's like, dan-dan, everything's like stretching and pulling.
With that VR headset, can you, like, get up and walk around, or do you have to be sitting down?
No, you can do both. I ended up wanting to sit down for my first experience with it. When you're calibrating it in the beginning, it gives you the option, do you want to stand and move around, or do you want to sit? Which I imagine does limit the movement a bit more, but I wasn't sure how I was going to react to it, so I wanted to just play it safe.
Yeah, seriously, there's one too many videos of people just smashing shit while wearing VR headsets.
I think I'd
want to sit, too, before I put a foot through my TV.
Yeah, and I was at a buddy's house. I didn't want to fuck up his shit.
Funny, you just take the headset off and it's just destruction.
Yeah, dude, this thing's trash, bro. You should return it.
Yeah.
What'd you do in my house? I'm Batman.
I will say, though, that with the design of it, they did keep in mind people that have to wear glasses.
Oh, they give you room?
Yeah, because I was able to wear mine and not have any problems.
That's a nice feature I wouldn't have even really thought of.
I mean, yeah, they're right on top of you, man, right? You figure you have to be glasses accessible if...
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think back the previous VR experience we really had was what, the Virtual Boy?
That shit was straight up Terminator vision. It was like, oh.
Yeah.
It was red.
Go cross-eyed, blind in one eye.
I couldn't handle that. And plus, they wanted you, like, kneel over. Like, it's just like your neck and your back were just like, why are you in this position, bro?
I rented one when I was a kid because we weren't buying one. But I played the hell out of it just to get my money's worth. And I could, even as a little kid, my neck was all jacked up from it.
You should be a major league catcher to fucking use that properly, bro. Like, it's got to be like a squatting down. Like,
yeah,
this
seriously.
Oh, you're going to have back problems, man, in a couple years.
Oh, sure.
Big Virtual Boy.
Virtual Boy. The class action lawsuit coming my way.
Yeah, doctor's checking you out, looking at you. Yeah, you played the Virtual Boy back in like the early 90s, didn't you?
Yeah. I could tell from your posture and the way your eyes still bleed.
Oh, shit. I had a headache within 10 minutes of trying that thing. I was like, yep, return it. Because I had rented it too. So I was like, I brought it back the same day. And the guy was like, yeah, you're not the only one.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's the general. I don't know anybody who did own one.
I played that shit in Blockbuster for 10 seconds. I was like, not for me.
No, thanks.
I took one serve. I got aced. And I was like, oh, okay, not fun.
Mario Tennis.
Well,
yeah, that was when they had a Blockbuster.
Yeah, that's
that thing game. That thing was just a failure in design and in the games that it had to offer.
I liked Teller
because
Robots.
I mean that was the only console that had a game based on that Kevin Costner movie Waterworld.
That was the selling point of that.
Hey man, that movie was all right. Give that a break. Waterworld.
Waterworld had a rough go.
Come on, Kevin Costner in his prime.
Most expensive movie of its time
until The Postman, I think.
Costner was on a real run.
Here's a lot of money, Costner. Do something with it.
He didn't come out of retirement till like 2015 or something.
He had to go away, man.
He's like, all right, I'm ready to do this football movie.
Oh, it was before that. He was Superman.
Oh, Superman's
got his cred back up a little
bit.
That's
right. Mm-hmm. Pa Kent.
Mm-hmm. And then he's like, all right, guys. Hollywood's allowing him to spend a little money.
Speaking of the Midwest, where the Kents are from, I just got back from Tennessee this week.
How was the Titans, man?
Fucking loss of the Chargers. I mean, who are the Titans?
So, like, did you lose your voice there or what? Like...
Had to hide all my merch. No, it's an interesting place, being from the East Coast. A lot more crosses than I expected.
Burning ones or...
Both?
Yeah, so that's where the KKK started. That's a fact.
It was as racist as you expect. Yeah. We only got a few things thrown at us.
You guys were all white, though, weren't you?
Yeah, but we had gays with us. We had a lesbian.
Why the fuck did you go to Tennessee? Like, why did I go upstate New York?
Because the cabin we found was awesome,
but
there's a long.
It's in a really horrible place.
It wasn't a horrible place. It was a gorgeous place, actually.
A really racist place.
You had to drive through shitty places to get to the gorgeous place.
There are many a movie, horror movie, that start out just like that. Yeah.
While driving,
there are a lot of pornos that start off like that too.
Well, Pete was with some lesbians, so I don't think anything was happening there.
Yeah, that's true.
You guys want to do
stuff? Or did it?
Nah.
So like what? Like the lesbians would just like start going at it, and the gay guys would get all freaked out, like ooh.
No, they'd just be holding hands, and people would be like yelling shit.
My friend Sean, it was so funny. We were like throwing these pictures back and forth of like Hope Solo, and that was like her the fappening photos, and like he made the funniest like like because he saw her big fucking nasty open gash right.
Oh,
there.
She had her legs open in that.
She does not have a very nice pussy, I want to say. For a good-looking woman, just an ugly, ugly, like open roast beef sandwich pussy.
I don't believe I've seen that one.
Well, look it up. It's on the internet.
What is Hope Solo play?
What is Hope Solo play? I don't think you worded that right.
I don't think I did.
What
either.
Does? She's a soccer
player. Soccer player, okay. Yeah, so I knew the name. I couldn't put it together.
So that's like the one sport I guess you can get behind because they don't have a league. They just play for the country.
Yeah.
And man, she looks great. And then she took her clothes off and it's like,
one of those.
Yeah, you think that's a product of the rough soccer play or just...
A lot of
just
chafing.
Her pussy. Yeah, I was going to say, is that why? Or is her pussy just beat up?
She was born like that. She had a big, ugly, nasty pussy probably right off the bat.
Speaking of back caves.
The doctor probably like gave her, like, you have a beautiful girl with an ugly pussy, right? Like,
right?
Mm-hmm. So Tennessee, what else did you have in Tennessee, man?
A lot of drinking out there.
So why the fuck did you go to Tennessee to just go in the middle of the woods and drink in like the most racist part of the world? Not the world, the country.
No, they did some cool shit. We climbed the mountain, did some hiking. Mm-hmm. We got out a lot, actually. It was basically just we had a lot of people going. Like, my girlfriend and I's friends were going. Why not? It cost $80 for the whole weekend.
The Titans game, how much was that?
I got season tickets. All
right, then. How long was the drive out there? It's probably, 12 hours?
Yeah, about 12. Mm. Not barring, you know, stopping at every third gun store just to see what they had.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was interesting. A lot of gun stores.
You know, when I took like a
You guys played straight chicken
trip.
Or something like that? Like, what are you doing over there?
No, it was an old... It was like one lesbian couple amongst four couples. So,
they were like, let's see some guns, boys.
We had other straight dudes.
Oh, all right.
Who wanted to see guns.
All right.
But, we went to North Carolina, right?
And, come on, raise up.
Along the, they take you off the I-95 for a bit, and you go to these back roads, and in this one town, it looks like a fucking ghost town, dead town. There is a pawn shop. You can clearly see there's a bunch of guns. I'm like, we gotta stop. We should stop.
At the pawn shop?
Yeah.
Those guns have been used to commit murders.
That's good, though.
No one pawns a gun they committed a murder with. Just throw that shit in the river.
Where do you think the pawn shop is?
But all the businesses, like, it's like a shanty town. Like, all the windows are broken and shit. Like, there's a gas station, but, you know, there's, everything's boarded up. Like, scary fucking place.
You got
place.
Your car?
No, but I was like, we should stop. Like, I see a crossbow in there.
Forget that, man. It's like, roll up your windows, everyone. We're getting out of here like Chevy Chase and...
roll them up.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. What do you say we do some news?
Oh yeah, grab some booze, get rid of those blues. It's the Macho Man and Peyton Black. Now let's go to the news. Oh yeah.
I don't have any, like, super intense stories that involve, like, pork pies or anything like that. So I'm going to try to live up to Lou's standards set before me.
That was a good story.
Was it?
That led to some good stuff.
All I heard was a guy bought a pork pie for his girlfriend. Is that an acceptable gift? You think Courtney would let me get away with a pork pie?
I think that was more of like a, that wasn't a story at all. He was just thinking about getting Courtney a pork pie.
He just wanted to get her a pork pie.
he had been given one, didn't want it, and was like, well, Courtney's birthday's coming up. I don't know.
What I'm really asking, is it appropriate to re-gift a pork pie?
Yes. At that point, yes.
So now we know what my Christmas plans are.
Pork pies for all.
That's right.
Please just give me nothing.
Yeah.
All right, I don't have a story about a pork pie, but I do have a story about Chipotle. They are being sued by three separate individuals over there.
You could say amigos, maybe?
Individuals. Oh. David Desmond doesn't sound like an amigo.
No.
But they are being sued over their 300-calorie chorizo burrito.
Why?
Apparently three separate people have eaten said burrito and been, this is a quote, they were felt excessively full and realized that the burrito could not have been only 300 calories.
Are you really? You mean the sausage burrito wasn't 300 calories?
Says right on the sign, and they're saying this is false advertising. So they are suing for, I'm trying to find the amount here. It was a little excessive.
For more burritos.
Yeah, lifetime right. Supply of chorizo.
Still good.
Right. It's a lot of money, but they're claiming that they're suing on behalf of everybody who was once fooled by this 300 calorie lie.
Wait, so did they bite like one burrito and was like, huh? This can't. Or is it like they're all of a sudden I'm fat now? Like, where the fuck did this come from?
I think it was the latter.
So they just kept eating them and they kept getting fatter?
No, they just had one.
Oh, so like you could clearly see when they handed it to you, like, well, that's not a 100 calorie burrito.
Yeah, right. Their whole basis is that they felt too full afterwards, and they were like, no way, that's 300 calories.
They give you, it's like the size of a baby's torso. It's like, yeah, it's a 300 calorie burrito.
I think the 300 just is the tortilla. I don't think that qualifies.
It's probably just the chorizo part. Like, the chorizo in it is like 300 calories.
You mean the salted pork sausage isn't?
I thought it was chicken.
Chorizo?
No, I thought, well, Jillian just had it, and she said it was chicken chorizo.
She may have gotten a chicken chorizo, but
they have two. I don't even know. I just get. I never not gotten the chicken. I just don't bother with the.
I love chorizo. It's never been chicken to me.
I'm not saying it is, but but I'm saying that the Chipotle one I thought was chicken.
Oh well, I'll read this right here. Try our new deliciously seasoned, perfectly grilled, spicy chicken and pork sausage in a burrito. So maybe it's both.
Oh, it's both then, all right.
Sausage. I never ask what's
yeah, it's usually pork and, like, hooves and shit.
Yeah.
Snouts and assholes.
Raccoon meat.
Yeah. Hobos.
Missing persons. Hookers.
Yeah. It's a lot of hookers and sausage.
People with no families.
I find a lot of fucking was it fingernails and all types of shit and that.
Old shoes and steel wool.
Fishnets and half-smoked cigarettes.
Wig parts.
Right. Right.
Lipstick. Really, don't eat the sausage, man. It's just a whole bunch of people getting rid of things in there.
Like, excuse me, would this taste like broken dreams?
This tastes like a felony, man. Right.
After I ate it, I felt like my acting career never really took off, and I had to resort to desperate means.
Yeah. I feel like I want to do fucking heroin after eating this, man. I think I caught some an addiction.
So anyway, that's that. Mm-hmm. Let's. I don't know if you guys heard about the tragedy at Yellowstone.
Did Yogi Bear not get a picnic basket?
I was going to say. He got caught.
Simple misconception. That's a Jellystone.
Oh,
two different parks.
Did someone see Harambe in a tree or something like that?
No.
No, I remember hearing about this. That dude's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking moron. Guy broke off of the trail. Like he was, I think he was with a group, and he went into a, him and his sister went through a roped off area to try to find a hot spring.
He boiled himself to death.
Yep.
Okay.
He found a hot spring. He dipped his hand in the water to test the temperature, and it was so hot the water had essentially become acid. Yeah. Oh, you have an audio clip.
So he didn't just like, he didn't feel the intense heat coming off of it before he put his hand in?
No, he put his hand in and then promptly fell in.
Well, because I guess he went to like, you know how you put your weight on something?
Yeah.
And his hand like disintegrated. He's like, ah! He expected like some pushback and it just wasn't that. It just like melted. Like, he died like an army man.
Oh, it's so fucked up. Yeah, when the rescue teams later went to retrieve the body, they said, there's not much of a body left. He boiled himself to death.
It's like how that guy in Roger Rabbit died.
Yeah, he got the dip.
Yeah, the dip. Awesome, man. Too bad that. Do you think that's on film somewhere? Someone's like a drone caught that or some type of.
This guy melting?
No,
yeah.
It's probably like fog up any lens that's nearby.
No, I'm willing to bet his sister got it on her phone or some shit.
Yeah, he's dying and she's like, hold up, hold up, hold up. I got to bind this.
Oh, you blinked.
Yeah, it's like, here, can you give that blood-curdling scream again?
She's doing it selfie style, like smiling in the forefront.
They were doing the mannequin shot and he was just sitting there, just stone-faced, like.
Mannequin challenge this.
How did that start, by the way? Does anyone know?
The internet's retarded.
Like, someone do it for it, and everyone's like, that's got to be copied.
Yeah. I don't know how any of this shit starts. It's all dumb, though.
A DJ I like, Steve Aoki, he sent out a mannequin video of him and his entire crowd doing it. So it's like, they're on stage, and they're doing things, and you look out in the crowd's all fucking still like that shit. It was kind of crazy.
Sheep.
Still, this is, that one was cool. The rest of them, I don't know.
Moving on. Let's see this one out of the UK. Have you ever heard of Chinese slap treatments?
Yeah, man. When they, like, you kill their master or some shit. You get the Chinese slap treatment.
John, well, it depends. Does it lead to a happy ending?
That's a different kind of slap.
It's like, oh, me so horny.
Actually, this is a kind of considered a holistic kind of thing. But they're slapping the toxins out of you.
Get the fuck out of here with you, heathen.
That's what they're claiming this is. That they're eradicating illness-causing toxins from the body through hard, repeated slapping, fasting, and painful stretches.
Where are they slapping, though?
Fucking everywhere.
I don't know. I can't. These Chinese people with their like holistic remedies, man. I just went to Chinatown to buy my engagement ring, and they're filthy, man. I wouldn't even let them touch me like that. Like, they seriously, you walk out of the subway and it's just like, dude, am I at the dock? What the fuck's going on? And they're spitting on the ground and coughing. They're wearing.
Well, that's because you're American.
Yeah, they're giving you.
That's
because
I'm American. They're yes. That's Chinatown, bro. It's not like they're doing that uptown.
No, they're giving you the old white man hello.
It's like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Guaylo, like,
dude, no, they're feeling at home. That's why, because in China, bro, the smog's so thick they can't breathe out there, bro. It's a fucking filthy place.
That's a Chinatown. Like over welcome, man.
There's over a billion people in China don't have toilets.
They do have those restaurants in China now where they pipe in oxygen, like, and that's like a selling point.
It's like, oh, fresh air, sir.
Right. Yeah. This is a bag of air from Cincinnati.
Detroit air. Yeah. This is a fresh air from Flint, Michigan. Would you like to try the Flint water?
Anyway, back to the slapping.
They use it as cooking oil.
Cooking oil. Long story short on this story, another person's dead. 71-year-old diabetic grandmother died after receiving the slap therapy. So now it's in the news.
Was Pai Mei giving it to him? Like,
I was going
to
say, this might be the five-step.
The five-finger death punch?
Yeah. Right. One slap too low, killed her.
She had a lifelong fear of needles and thought, hey, this is a good way to get around that.
Was she Asian?
British.
So why would she need this Asian therapy? Why couldn't she just have, you know,
because
real therapy?
Because even here in the States, everyone's like, oh, Eastern medicine.
No, who the hell's like that?
Lots of people.
Dead people.
I bet you sick would do people. It if, me? Like, it was applied by some old Asian man with very long eyebrows
and a Fu Manchu.
Now we're starting to talk business, though. All right.
Some and if he's giving you, like, some knuckles across the body,
Only if he has a mogwai,
you
count
would
me
fucking
in.
Swear by it.
If there was mogwais and the thought of maybe him, like, flying, then yeah, okay. I'm down. I'm in for it.
And, like, if the dude broke a bamboo stalk in front of you, you'd be in.
If he's throwing out standing karate chops and breaking bricks, yeah, I'm 100. Yeah, I'm in then. But that's not the case. This lady's.
You don't know that it killed a bitch.
If you walk in and it's straight up like the fucking mini game in Mortal Kombat, and I'm like, okay, I can get with it.
Like break the blocks.
Yeah, like blah! Right. Like okay, all right, what we got here?
Yeah. Anyway, this woman left the slap therapy and was left bruised and black and blue over large areas of her body, which the therapist claimed were explained as indicating a lot of sha, or poison blood and toxins, have been released from her body.
Big red palm, right?
Big red palm. Western medicine said that those are broken blood vessels. She's internally bleeding.
Right.
And this place was run by one very shady sounding Mr. Zhao.
I think that was the bad guy from like Jackie Chan Adventures.
Johnny Quest.
Speaking of Jackie Chan Adventures, I keep telling Courtney, I'm like, you're exactly like Uncle. You ever watch that show?
I did.
When he's trying,
Uncle.
He's trying. Yeah, he's trying to fight the bad guys. Like Jackie, one more thing. You have to bring me to my therapist. I was like, I'm trying to fight the hand. What the fuck are you talking about, Uncle? She's just like that. One more thing.
So you're trying to fight ninjas and. She's making you take garbage out?
Man, I'm trying to come here, and she's just one more
He's
thing.
Trying to get free Wi-Fi, one and she's like...
It's always one more thing with her. I got to save the world. One podcast at a time.
All right.
Doing the Lord's work.
Right.
All right, I'm trying to get this story to load. There we go. Beavertown, Ohio.
Like
a lot
it
of
already.
Pussy there, bro.
Okay.
Funny you mention it.
Swimming in it.
A Beavertown woman was caught soliciting sex, and her price? $60 and some nachos.
Well, the nachos are a necessary thing?
That's too much.
$60 and some... That's too much. The, nacho, the nachos are a bridge too far.
Right.
They're going to be cold by the time you get there.
Like, does she have them before or after? Like, she
definitely
better be
after.
Well, she got caught in a sting operation because she was posting her ad online. A back page listing.
Can't be pretty if she's asking for nachos.
You want to see a picture?
Yeah.
Not as ugly as I thought, but not a good looking woman.
What are you talking about? That not as ugly as you thought?
I thought she was going to be like Ren and Stimpy, like, aroo! Like,
she's basically that. That bitch has
Save
got
me.
$60. Come on now. That's way too much.
That's a tenner.
I wouldn't fuck her for free.
But here's the button on the story. She got arrested. This whole thing was like a sting. She was picked up by a cop. When brought to the prison, she asked the officers for her nachos at least four times. She was getting her fucking nachos.
Did she get the nachos?
No, didn't get the nachos.
No, she probably got arrested.
She did get arrested.
Got the beat down, maybe.
No nachos.
Did she get the beat down?
I can just imagine, like, the sting. Like, they're waiting. Like, once she says nacho, bum rusher.
Yeah. The code word is nacho bel grande.
This is the problem with cops. Like, they spend all, like, those cops are making, like, pretty good money, and their equipment costs a lot, and they're busting down the doors of some $60 hooker. Like, come on, man. Like, can you get, like, a hire on the echelon type of escort? Or, like, you got to ruin the fucking, like, the bottom feeders' lives?
No, right.
The woman
Do the
just,
high-priced ones.
Yeah.
Not the woman. Yeah, the one, you know, banging the politician. Not the one trying to get a Taco Bell meal.
Yeah, plus, I'm pretty sure any John out there probably could have talked her down to, like, $20 in, like, a burrito.
I would love. If I was a cop man and I found, like, a high-up politician banging a hooker, I'd be like, well, I wasn't thinking about becoming commissioner of police, but until now.
Right.
Seems like I'm about to jump ahead of everyone.
Yeah. And I want a quesarito.
Right.
You have to wonder what kind of nachos she wanted, though. Was it, like, just the straight-up, like chips and cheese, or did she want like the Nacho Bel Grande with like the sour cream and tomato and jalapenos and all that shit?
Damn it, bitch, do I got to spring for guac on this?
Yeah. After taking one look at her, Clint, just a can of refried beans and some dollar and a dollar bag of chips.
Yeah, like a bunch of scoops.
You didn't even have to assemble it. You could bring the ingredients to her and buy as cheap as you want.
Yeah, bring her a whole avocado.
No, don't, it's too expensive. Avocado's she don't get guac. Guac is like $2 at Chipotle, man, for a scoop. She don't get guac. She get a can of refried beans, no meat, cheese whiz.
No means to open the can.
Yeah, I think a cheese whiz or a slice of American. She can cut it up. And then, you know, some chips. Yeah. Like a bag of Doritos. It's called the $60 hook of nachos.
Yeah.
Hook of nachos. All right, let's do another story. This one out of Kent, Washington. A 64-year-old woman took to drastic means after getting frustrated at a strip mall. She was at a dollar store, a Dollar Tree. Got pissed off that there were no carts available. She apparently wanted to buy a lot of dollar-priced items. It's a lot of ramen noodles.
You ever find it weird that they ring you up?
As opposed to what? Let you walk out the door?
Just fucking be like, all right. Fucking, you know, just count it up in their head real quick.
Oh, just like $15 items?
Yeah.
That's because there's only like a couple things worth a dollar.
Yeah, and there's sales tax.
Everything else.
Well, sales tax, okay, whatever state you're in, times it by whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever they bought.
That's a little too much math.
I mean, you don't need to exactly have an eidetic memory to do it.
I mean, Dollar Tree, you know, not exactly entrepreneurs in there.
That's what I'm saying. So why bother on the technology? Just be like, all right, whatever you feel they owe. Yeah. Tell them.
Just guess.
$15.
I've been in a Dollar Tree before.
What do you mean $15? Like, I have... Oh, touche. I don't shop at dollar stores. I don't know if that's how it goes.
I've been in there, and they have a bunch of food. I would never...
They have food?
Oh, the food stuff's creepy at a dollar store.
Ever buy food at a dollar store.
Like what?
Like regular stuff. Like, you know, they have... Big bottles of Snapple. They have like Chef Boyardee's and chips and stuff like that.
So the big bottles of Snapple, they're still a dollar?
I think like last time we went there, we were looking for like
dollar
blank,
stuff,
like arts and crafts stuff.
Yeah,
erasers and pencils and shit.
Like blank, like white mugs, and we were gonna like draw on the whole thing. But
gloss
over
that.
He had to tell us about his lame-o day. He was like, "Well, you asked about it. It wasn't my idea.
Just
but
say
we went
beef
there.
Jerky or something."
And I think they also had beef jerkies.
Beef jerky's expensive.
I would not fuck with dollar beef.
Beef jerky? Or dollar beef? What do you mean? Like,
at the dollar store.
Beef jerky is like $6 a bag at a 7-Eleven.
Yeah, yeah. I'd fuck with dollar store beef jerky if they had it.
Really? I wouldn't trust that.
No, yeah, actually, you might be right.
That gecko meat they're trying to sell?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they can save me on car insurance. <'cause they're...
laughs> Yeah, you got to figure, like, they wind up there after being too old for the supermarket or something.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Is that why they're there?
I mean...
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Not by normal means.
You know, truck didn't just deliver it to them and they paid for it?
No.
They took it like there was... They boxed up like the good stuff at the store, the bad stuff at the stores. They put it out back for the dollar store and the dollar store just takes it?
How else do those shelves get stocked?
I don't know.
A lot of really fun, like... off-brand Chinese merchandise there.
Mm. To tell you the truth, I've never been in one. I figured that's where everyone got those wax vampire teeth. You know, like the fucking...
You probably can't get them.
Man. Yeah. I've never seen that in a store.
Yeah.
But I've seen that.
And if you want like off-brand cereals, dollar store.
Yeah, big time.
If Fruit Loops are too much and you need fruit-flavored O's...
Alphabets, now with 24 word letters. Like.
Now minus vowels.
Right.
Just vowels.
All right, but here's what happened at this Dollar Tree. Woman got upset there were no carts available, so she went to one of the staff and just straight up said, "I'm going to burn this motherfucker down."
Mm-hmm. Pookie! I'm going to burn this motherfucker down!
She then proceeded to burn that motherfucker down.
She burnt it down?
She went into the card section and just lit a blaze.
She's a woman of her words, you know?
Shit.
And then, didn't even bother to run away. She just kind of stood there taking pictures of the blaze.
Fucking A, man.
Damn.
This woman is stone
baller,
cold.
Baller, bro.
Yeah.
So there was upwards of thousands of dollars of things that were burned.
Yeah, but here's the real cause. The building collapsed in on itself, and 75 fighter fires had to be called in.
Why did we build the building out of stuff from the dollar store?
They're using dollar store brand flame retardant on this.
These cards say from flammable brand.
Like the insulation of the walls was actually like the boxes that the shit came in.
Yeah. It's all just weird Chinese words.
Yeah. And aisle three is those guys from Rocky being like, take it back.
Ooh, yeah, just having a song. Frank Stallone.
That was Frank Stallone, right?
Yeah.
Nice. I don't know why I was so excited about that, but like I was like,
yeah, you're big Frank Stallone supporter.
I guess he did a song in one of the Rockies, I think.
Like, look, Sly's overrated.
Frank, that was Frank's a true talented that. One. Yeah,
he's like the Billy Baldwin of that group.
Which one was Billy again? That one of those like Fat Alec.
Fat Alec, yeah.
Yeah, the almost famous one.
They're all famous. They all have been in things.
Well,
famous is a name. The Baldwins.
Steven, Alec, Billy.
There's Joe. There's like 12.
Larry, Curly. Shemp.
Let me rephrase. He's like the Donnie Wahlberg of this bitch.
He's underrated, man. Donnie Wahlberg. Yo, Banner Brothers.
Okay.
Banner Brothers is really good.
Yeah.
All right, I'm running out of loser brothers. He's like the... Yeah,
there's like...
Tulum. Marky Mark is the loser.
He's got some stinkers.
Marky?
Definitely.
I hate Mark Wahlberg movies.
Why, really? Ted? Dan Ted too?
Ted's are good. I like that.
The Happening, right?
Crap.
That's not his fault. That's everyone has sucked
it. Max Payne?
Garbage.
That was a piece of shit.
What about the big hit? That movie kicked ass.
I didn't like that movie.
You didn't like that movie?
I like half of his movies.
All right. Say one Mark Wahlberg movie you enjoy.
The Departed.
Good.
Yeah.
It's an awesome movie.
It's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And he does have one. I don't know the title of it. But he has one.
Yeah, but that wasn't exactly a Mark Wahlberg movie when you're looking at, you know, having people like Nicholson and everybody else in there.
And Scorsese.
That's true. When you cast Mark Wahlberg as angry Boston cop.
But I mean, he was in a movie with an all-star cast, and they didn't completely outshine him.
Hey, man, Jonah Hill was in a Tarantino film. It don't matter what capacity he was at a Tarantino film, right?
Yeah.
Do you have another one, Lou? I'm just trying to find the good in this, in Wahlberg. You like A Pain and Gain?
Fear, man. Fear was a good movie.
Ferris wheel.
Now I pop both the cherries.
I can't think of the title, but he has one action movie I thought was really good.
The Big Hit.
No.
With Lou Diamond Phillips. That was awesome.
Four Brothers.
Four Brothers was dope.
I liked that one. Yeah. Okay. With Chewy.
Okay, that one was good.
Yeah.
That's the one with the guy from Outkast, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, with Andre 3000.
Yeah.
And
can anyone name the other guy?
Which one?
Not Andre, the other Outkast.
Big Boy.
Yeah.
I forgot that fucker's name. Because Andre, he's up here, Big Boy down here. Get your shit together, Big Boy.
Take that, Big Boy.
Yeah. Andre's making moves. This guy, not so much.
He hasn't done shit since ATL.
Right.
All right, you want to do another news story?
Sure.
All right, we got to do a Florida one.
Mm-hmm.
A man walked into a car dealership, Jacksonville Toyota dealership, claiming to be Satan sent here by Jesus.
It's like, I'm sorry, sir. Have you been confused on who sends who here? Like,
he introduced himself as Jesus, God, and Satan after that.
In that order?
Yep. Then pulled a gun on everyone and said, give me a car!
Did they show him to a fine new convertible or something like that?
Apparently Satan drives a Camry.
Satan's lame. I mean, he's a muscle car, right?
He's a humble.
And he also wanted to, quote, make sure all the gay people were gone from Earth.
Like so, the Toyota people? To make sure?
I guess.
Camry, he's going to do it, I guess.
Like, go out and kill people.
You figure he'd want a muscle car or at least a Hummer, right?
No, this guy was just like, I need a car. He wasn't specific.
Did he get caught, like, immediately?
Fuck yeah, they're telling the story.
When the man was apprehended, he said, go ahead and take me. I'm Jesus Christ, and God will bail me out.
Funny enough, he's going to get raped in there.
Mm-hmm.
For what'd you get? What are you in it for? I stole a Camry. You're like, oh, well, hope it's worth the rape.
He also did not, in fact, have a gun.
You know, stealing a car is really retarded, especially since you don't even need any money down. You can finance the whole thing. Like,
yeah, and if you're stealing a car from a dealership, those joints only have like half a tank.
They're like that E, basically.
Yeah.
E.
So that you're that shit stops like five blocks away.
Yo, you gotta, if you're the dealership guy, you bring it to get filled up. You're like, yo, man, just put a smidgen of gas in there, bro. So I'm like,
a smidgen.
250, like a gallon.
Yeah, I worked at a dealership for like a minute, and they don't fill them joints up until like you paid for all of it.
They give you a full tank of gas?
Yeah. Once you put some money.
Well, yeah, once you buy the car, I'm sure.
A significant amount of money, yeah.
Yeah, but okay, let's say if you buy like a used car for like $5,000, they put in gas in that?
Yeah.
How much gas? Like a quarter tank?
No, they give you the whole thing.
The full tank of gas?
Well, it was a nice dealership.
All right.
It was an Audi dealership.
Oh, all right. So you're like, your wackest car you have in there is probably like a Saab resale.
And, you know, they take that joint to the car wash beforehand, everything. They do it up.
All right, cool, man.
Yeah. And the more you know.
Keep talking amongst yourselves for a sec.
Wait, all right. Yeah, that job was terrible.
Yeah?
Like, because I would have to move cars around and shit.
And you could barely see over the steering wheel.
But, like, if I happened to bump a car, like, I'd be responsible
for shit, Lou.
Yeah, but, like, drive better. They have some kind of insurance or something, because shit happens.
I guess that's on them because they shouldn't really let short round be moving the cars, like...
But I mean, like, the dude training me the very first day slammed into one of the cars. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, damn. Like, that could happen to me.
Yeah.
It was definitely very tight, like, the spacing.
Oh, dude. Super crab's tight. Asshole, bro. I'm
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get this damn thing to load.
Nothing?
So, Clint, have you ever bought a brand new car? I guess we can't leave this store.
Nope.
Have you bought a used car?
No, I have never bought a car.
You just take the L train?
No, I can't drive because my vision's way too fucked.
Whoa.
Too much
of that virtual.
You sure
that virtual, yeah, was it good?
Right. Might have sucked.
Oh, man. So, like, my bad, man. Sorry.
No, it's all good. Look at it this way. I'm badass enough that I get chauffeured everywhere.
That's pretty sweet. Hmm. So, like, you like Mr. Magoo out there, man? You're just a menace behind the wheel?
No, he didn't get behind the wheel.
But, I mean, like, they had to give him the eye test and be like, nah, bro.
But I would, if I was in his position, I'd probably get myself a cane and just be, like, whacking people all day.
I'd be, like,
smacking their legs.
Oh, dude, I do that whenever I go to, like, Comic-Cons and shit.
Yeah, good.
Because I usually figure, okay, my back's probably going to start bugging me at the end of the day, so I'll just, like, bring that shit with me and just play it up the whole day. Nice. People get all, like, really nice and shit, and they're like, oh, here, let me get out of your way.
Nice.
Oh, thank you.
All right, I got the news.
Finally.
I was about to tell you to make that
time.
Shit up.
Jeez. I thought I was going to have to start taking over this.
Yeah. Find some stories. Jesus.
No, I had it. Just wasn't doing a lot. Anyway, South Carolina. That's where we're going. Mm-hmm. A man was accused of drinking and driving, and he made an interesting choice when pulled over. A cop pulls him over.
Wouldn't lower the window. You can't arrest him if he doesn't open the
window. Pretend like he was still driving.
Yeah.
This guy, 45-year-old Patrick David Butler, jerked his vehicle to avoid hitting something. Cops saw him, like, weaving, pulled him over. Upon approaching the vehicle, the cop noticed that this guy was taking desperate means to not, you know, blow the breathalyzer, and was spraying directly into his mouth some Axe body spray.
Damn.
You're like, it's goddamn bats out here.
Bad country.
Bad country.
And he also doused himself from head to toe in the stuff, so he smelled terrible.
It's like, bro, you just smell like the Jersey Shore, man. Holy shit. Right.
Yeah, women were flocking to him if those commercials were any indication.
We're running away.
Like, we get it. You drug women.
You smell like you smell cheap and like you want to get into a fight.
Right.
Where's your Affliction t-shirt?
He ended up failing a sobriety test, blowing a .13, which I would argue was probably...
.13?
Put over the edge by the amount of Axe body spray he ingested.
You think there's alcohol in Axe body spray?
Something's gonna fuck you up there.
It's probably all fucking alcohol and like a hint of just like, I don't know, grease.
Grease?
Yeah.
That's a scientific term?
Mm-hmm. It's like alcohol and grease.
Just grease.
Axe body spray. We'll name it Rugged.
All right, we're gonna do one more story. This one also from Florida. Mm-hmm. On the lighter side of news, a man in Florida has set a world record for most unique dinosaur capriolites.
What the fuck is that?
Fossilized dino shit.
How would you even know?
Like, how is it unique? Like, he's molding him into shapes?
No, he's not altering it. He's got 1,200 perfectly preserved pieces of dinosaur shit.
They gotta be huge, right? They got big old buttholes.
Oh, yeah. His prize here is, like, 12 pounds or something. Formed by a giant crocodilian species. So, yeah, he calls it his precious.
How would he even know? Where would he buy something like that? Where would he find something like that?
He apparently lives in a former dinosaur latrine. I don't know.
Anyway, I mean, who cares, man? Why would he even report on this? Like, this guy's got old shit, bro.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
Like, your collection is shit.
That's crazy.
He had him appraised and everything.
By who? Who do you see?
Paleontologists.
I have to get a tight little boner over all that shit. They're like, oh, you got dinosaur poop? Right. Let me see. I bring my little fucking ruler.
Right.
Get my scale out.
20-million-year-old dinosaur poop.
20 million?
Is that worth
money?
I mean,
20 million year old. I said dollar. 20 million year old dinosaur poop.
Is that worth money, though?
All of a sudden, you guys perked up like, I want some dino poop.
No, I wouldn't even want it.
No.
Where would I even get it?
For 20 million?
20 million? I would have to put that on eBay, man.
And like, the guy is probably out there collecting any shit that he finds. What, like, is this dino poop? Is this dino poop?
Yeah. And then he's paying him for dino shit.
After, like, every 500, he manages to find one.
There's a lot that much dino duty out there. How could you recognize dino poop?
I'm sure you have to go through some
just like the five-story building worth of poop sitting in front of you. Like,
I guess you got to just do a lot of research. You got to have a weird fascination with this shit to enjoy that shit.
I really like Jurassic Park, man.
Yeah, this is the closest I'm gonna get. If I find some soft shit, I can clone one.
You should have listened to Jeff Goldblum, man. Nature. He was so worried about wondering if he could. He wanted to think if he should.
All right. We're closing out there. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, play some games. Hey, guys. Hope you enjoyed the first half. We're going to play a few ads from some of our friends. But first, we want to issue a challenge. We're always looking for some new guests to come in, join, and compete. So if you think you have what it takes, or you just want to promote your stuff, hit us up on Twitter at PIB Comics, or email us at paintitblackcomics@gmail.com. Now a word from some of our friends.
Hey, podcast nerds. Obviously, you are smart enough to like these guys. I think you'll probably dig The Baboon Room. We have interviews ranging from a Vice.com Middle East embedded journo telling tales about when she got arrested during the Turkish coup to Singularity One-on-One Socrates doing this.
Hey guys, this is Socrates from the Singularity One-on-One, and you're watching The Baboon Room.
And sometimes, the voice of God drops in, and apparently...
You know, I'm telling you, God really noticed.
And sometimes, we just nerd out hardcore about the EM drive, and AI, and Bitcoin, and universal basic income, and other cool shit. Search Baboon Room wherever you get your podcasts, or just head to baboonroom.com. Cheers.
Hey there, listener. Check out our podcast, Questionable Viewing Habits.
We're a TV recrap podcast.
Hey, Tim, did you just say recrap?
I sure did, Jamie. We watch crap TV.
We watch old crap.
We watch new crap.
We watch crap from the 90s.
We watch reality crap.
All the crap that you want recrapped for your crappage, we're gonna crap it up for you.
So check out our crap on iTunes now.
You're back.
All right, we are back. Let's start off this half with some shout-outs.
Oh.
He bragged.
Shout-out!
He bragged during the break. He had that all set up.
I did. It was unexpected. An unexpected warning came up out of nowhere. And I was like, oh, what are you doing?
All right, well, let's start with our guest. Clint, why don't you tell everyone where they can find GeekDig?
All right. You can find GeekDig on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podcast Player FM, Satchel Player, Google Play, and iHeartRadio.
Damn.
Yep.
Places.
And then you can also find the episodes, except for last week's, just because I didn't post it on there yet, but over at geekdigpod.com, where you can find all of our other contact information and all that good shit.
Good stuff. Recommend it. And while we're at it, let's also throw out some shout-outs for our buds, like home of your co-host Skip on ADO.
Mm-hmm. Great show.
Great show. Mm-hmm. Big Papa.
Great show, too.
Bald and Blue Joint.
Another good show.
Another great show.
Another great show.
We got, who else? Offensive Line.
Offensive Line, they're doing their work.
We got Gungo.
Gungo, what's up, Mike Russo?
We got Rockin' Comedy.
Rockin' Comedy, Jay.
Who am I forgetting? I'm always forgetting.
VG Times 3.
Mm-hmm.
Getting other show. And Getting Over in Wrestling.
That's right.
And if we happen to forget you, we still love you.
Yeah. Also, don't forget our networks, RadioVegas.rocks and IRN, the Internet Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
And now, want to play some games?
Yeah, man. So what are we playing?
Let's do some laws.
Painted Black as one of their sex is getting speed.
Right, again, good job last week with the laws, Lou.
Thank you. I
appreciated that. It was fun to play along for once.
Mm.
And
it was fun to cast my judgment down upon you.
This is the game, of course. I'm going to read you a law. You're going to tell me if this is an actual law that exists in this country currently, or if it's something I just made up. So, we're going to start here in North Carolina.
Come on and raise up. All right. Summer wraps up.
In North Carolina, you must be at least 18 years old to operate a public jukebox.
Maybe. I think it's a good law in general.
You think?
Yeah.
I could get behind this one.
Like, I would up the age. I'd be like 30.
30?
Yeah. My contemporaries.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, Bieber again. Get that guy off the radio. This might be a law, man. I think this is a law because, like, the young kids, man, playing that, just the music that the people who are actually spending money there probably don't want to hear.
Yeah, that's one thing I always found funny about music is it's like we got to get that 18-year-old demographic, but they don't have shit.
No, man, you want the demographic of, like, the 28 to 42-year-old people. That's they're spending the dough. Hmm. They got the kids. That they're bringing there, you know, they're too young to go by themselves, so they're still spending money.
Yeah, I agree completely. So, what are you saying? You going, this is true?
This is true, for sure.
I was going to say no, because I'm not sure that North Carolina is chock full of jukeboxes.
Yeah, bro. They definitely don't have MP3 players.
Well, I was thinking that even further back than that.
To what?
Like, a straight up like jug band, like right.
Yo, play that one where you're like,
yeah.
Guy playing the washboard,
right? Just all reclaimed instruments, you know.
So what are you saying then?
But you know what? I think this is true because anyone younger than 18 wouldn't know how to operate a jukebox.
Oh, interesting take.
No,
they're like, what are these contraptions? These discs.
You're thinking about the ones we used to have in the diners with like the real discs.
Where like the guy and it's like, hey. And it,
yeah. Jukeboxes now are just
Fonzie hits.
They're like right. A touchpad on the wall, bro.
But this is North Carolina.
All right. This
he's giving you a look like, right. Gotcha, bitch.
Yeah, right. Give me your tippy toes.
All right, Clint, what do you think about this one?
I think this has got to be true, because if you consider the establishments in North Carolina that probably still have a jukebox, I'm picturing a lot of dive bars and shit.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's age limits for drinking and all that shit, so I'm going to go with true on this one.
All right, does that make
true's all around?
True's all around?
Mm-hmm.
This law is false.
Should be true.
Damn.
Yeah.
I know.
Should be.
I kind of like it.
You know what
when might, I'm in charge.
You know what might be fun? Going into a bar that's just packed, right? Putting like $50 in the jukebox and just playing playing one song over and over again that sucks and just bounce.
On repeat.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucked up.
Play like a long one too, like that it would take forever to get through. Like, I can't think of a long song that sucks right now.
Well, you know what I did for, I was at a bar like a couple Halloweens ago. And what I did was I played the Monster Mash like 10 times.
Yo, you know what? I found the song. All right. You play Eiffel 65 on Blue and Locked and then Hold the Door Closed.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God.
And I did that thing where
that's
like,
cruel, man.
You pay, like, play my song first.
Yeah. Yeah, you might as well spend the extra bucks just for your own enjoyment.
Yeah,
you know?
At that point, as you're punching in, you're like, you know what? I earned this. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is my reward for me.
Yes. Bro, what's going on here?
All right, next law. Mm-hmm. In Rhode Island, it is against the law to pass gas in your neighbor's house.
You know, it's a democratic state. Flatulence pretty much offends people, so I'm going to say this is definitely true.
You're going true.
Yeah.
Hmm. I just want this to be true so badly.
They throw fisticuffs.
A lot of people fart in your house?
Yeah, man.
Well, sure. I mean, my son is a big time farting.
Well, you can't really penalize
him. He treats his son
him.
Like the dog, bro. He's like, it's Killian, man. He's just ripping ass.
But he just discovered cheeses. And so his ass is. I constantly think he shit himself. It was like, no, that was just a wicked fucking fart, man.
Kid's got some lactose issues.
So if a grown man did that, I'd want to throw him out. So,
but
I'm
you keep
say...
that shit to yourself because you're the type of thrown out type of guy.
Shut up. I'm gonna say true because I hope, just hoping it's true.
All right, we got two truths. Clint, what do you think?
I really want this to be true, but I just don't think it is. I'm going to have to go false on this one. Although this really should be a thing. This should be a law. Because I've had motherfuckers rip in my house, and I'm like, dude, that's just, no, get out.
Yeah, but you would have, like, if that was against the law, then you could, like, you would just have people stand up and be like, I'm going home. It'd be like the most off-putting thing. It'd be like a regular occurrence in Rhode Island.
I must go now. Something's come up.
The Rhode Island, the see you later state. Like,
just... All right, we got two truths and we got a false with Clint. And all I'm going to say is when I'm in charge, this law is false.
Driving in cars must be like just a fart-filled event if you can't fart in like houses, right?
Seriously. Yeah. All right, point for Clint on that one. Mm-hmm. Next law. In Massachusetts, mourners at a wake cannot eat more than 3 sandwiches.
I mean, 3 sandwiches is quite much. You know, like, that's a... At that point, you're just taking advantage of the grieving family.
Okay. I haven't been to many wakes that were just, like, silly with sandwiches.
I was going to say that.
It's like, yo, man, what's going on with fucking... Lou over there, man? He just eats his 4th sandwich. What the fuck?
It's like a hoagie.
He didn't even know him that much.
He's a weight crasher. He's just there for the sandwiches.
That was Courtney's friend, Moore. Like, he's just sitting there just like, whoo, can't wait till his wife dies. This is the best day ever. Yeah.
You guys have the meatball sub? Woo!
The pastrami.
Man, no, I gotta say, this is true. I bet you somebody was like eating a meatball sub over the body and one
and hilarity
out.
Ensued. Yeah,
well, right. No, I want to say that it's also true, but for a different reason. Just because after your third sandwich, you're no longer mourning. Now you're just taking advantage.
You're like, probably going to take a nap soon, too.
Right? Where's the pigs in the blanket at?
It's like, move over, dead guy. Like,
where's the spanakopita?
Room for two?
You come in with a, you know, with a case of beer and a soda and a 2-liter. You're like, yo, someone die here or what?
Right. You got a 6-pack with you?
It's like, I'm leaving full tonight.
Well, actually, Brian, I don't know if we got... Did you lock in a...
I'm going to say that this is true.
You're going true?
Yeah, you're taking advantage of the grieving family at that point. You're just eating all their food.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got your vote right. And you're saying...
You wrap a sandwich up for too. Home? Like,
yeah, yeah. Okay. I think somebody dropped a pastrami on the dead body.
Clint, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking false because you're grieving and in mourning or whatever... there's usually a loss of appetite, so you're probably not going to even eat 3 sandwiches, let alone more than that.
If you can eat 3 sandwiches, you probably shouldn't be there.
Yeah, if you can stuff yeah. 3 sandwiches.
See you soon, buddy. Yeah.
Dude, if you can stuff down 3, you didn't give a fuck about the disease.
Right. It's like, how well did you know Carl? Who the fuck are you?
Where'd you get the ice cream?
Carl, man, he was a big fan of meatball subs, man. I know that.
Yep.
Love you, Carl.
Yep, one for my homie.
Pour the sandwich out.
That's mustard all. All right, so we got 2 truths and a false. This law is a true law.
Of course it is. That's fucking...
Damn.
It's really just bad upbringing if you're just gorging yourself at a funeral.
Yeah. We got a tied game here.
I'm wondering if, like, they're handing out sandwiches wherever this was. Massachusetts. So, like, Gam Gam is crying her eyes out into a hoagie.
Just blowing her nose in a bologna. Yeah.
He really met a lie. He's a good guy.
Right.
All right, ready for the next one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In Washington, it is illegal to hang meat products from a clothesline.
D.C. or state?
State.
Yeah, meat products from a... I mean, I guess they're like some real frontiersmen out there. I guess, maybe. I don't know. Well, let me hear your reasoning.
Well, I'm thinking the most likely people to do this are the Chinamen.
What?
What?
They're hanging up like ducks. And shit. Yeah.
Okay, but
yeah,
like in Seattle though. I mean, Seattle.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how many Chinamen are there?
It always goes back to the Asians with you, man. I'm thinking of like some fucking real woodsmen out here, and you're like, yeah, a couple of fucking Chinamen out there, and
Mr. Zhao and his bunnies.
Yeah, remove their skin as a warning to the rest of the animals. Stop going through my garbage, raccoons.
So I think this. I mean, who else hangs up meat like that?
Hunters, motherfucker. What are you guys making beef jerky? Kill venison.
That's a lot of meat to be hanging from. You kill it.
It's like a fucking 500-pound animal. Like
with like those little wooden clips.
It's not laundry, bro.
Clothespins. Right. You hang it with clothespins.
You need a lot to hold up a
deer.
What
you're picturing? Just a big like draped meat right. Held up by clothespins?
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe you could get a duck to hang, but not a deer.
I was thinking of like
Well, that's like once you cut it up and shit though.
Yeah, singular strips of bacon each held on by a separate pin.
Well, first of all, why would you keep it outside? The animals would just be at it, right?
Yeah.
You imagine. Like, all types of the bugs and just...
You kind of figure it would.
Mm-hmm. Well...
Unless you're using that to kill more animals, like any animal... Boom!
Yeah, bait.
Yeah. You stuff a full C4?
All right, well, let's get some answers here. What do you think?
I think it's true. Because why the fuck would you even do it?
This is going to be true because it probably attracts a lot of unwanted things.
Yeah.
Okay. Clint, what do you think?
Bear attacks and shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking true for the same reason. It's just going to attract some bigger, more undesired animals.
Get some bears?
Mm. Yep.
And then you mace them.
This law? False.
Hang them up, boys. Hang as much as you want. Do whatever you want.
Whole venison.
Get the clothespins.
Right.
We got a buck.
Where's Ma? Oh, she's airing out the steaks. I don't know why I gave a southern accent.
Yeah, just like the Pacific Northwest. Greetings, Paul.
Right. Well, how would they sound in the Pacific Northwest?
Like us, I don't know.
No way.
I've never been.
All right.
I don't know. All right, next law. Mm-hmm. In Pennsylvania, a minister is prohibited from performing a marriage if either the bride or groom is drunk.
Oh, that's the what's that, those super religious people out there.
Quakers,
yeah, man, that might be true, man. They don't drink out in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania's a weird fucking place.
Yeah, you got the fucking Amish, and then you got Joe Paterno raping kids. Like, it's kind of everything.
I thought he didn't do any rape.
He raped him with his eyes.
He turned a blind eye. Right,
that's worse. Almost, he gained nothing of it.
Gotcha. Okay, like, can't argue with the logic.
It's like, I'm cool with it because he coaches good defense. Like, he's not even a player. Get rid of the guy. Holy shit.
Well, what do you think of the law, though?
The law? What was the law again? I'm stuck on Penn State now.
In Pennsylvania, a minister is prohibited from performing a marriage if either the bride or groom is drunk.
Very religious state, I think.
So you're going true?
True, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they got to be super religious because I've been to Pennsylvania. It was a fucking dump.
Ooh, you've been to Pennsylvania, Lou.
La-di-da, Mr. Travel.
Ooh, yeah, it was awful.
So you went to Pennsylvania. You're in a select group of everybody.
No, I went to go visit my grandma. My grandma, this place is a piece of shit.
Were they just rip-roaring drunk?
No, it's just awful.
I'd say go false then, bro.
Man, grandma.
Performing ceremonies, will you know?
Now, this is the people that are getting married can't do it?
The minister can't. Legally perform the ceremony.
If he's fucking blissed.
If either
part
of them. I think it's true.
Sorry, English can't be sauced. Right, we're going home.
So we got two truths?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Clint?
I really want this to be false. I want it to be false because it's going to generate commerce for the divorce lawyers and shit once they sober up and they're like, okay, we made a mistake.
Vegas rules.
But I think it's going to be true because they're probably going to claim some shit like, this person has to be in his full mental capacities and they're probably going to consider drunkenness a state of diminished capacity, so they're probably not going to do it. So I'm going false. I mean true. True. I'm going true. True.
So we got three truths across the board. This law is in fact true.
Hmm. Do it.
Wait till your cocktail hour, English.
Next law. In Oklahoma, people who make ugly faces at dogs may be fined or jailed.
Everyone in Oklahoma
who's ever looked at a dog.
Look at a dog. It's the ugly face day. It's a bunch of mugs. You can make as many ugly faces as you want. Like, unless they just have these vicious pit bulls out there and it's just for their own protection.
Do you think that's the reasoning?
Yeah, I mean, if like maybe you just have like some pit bulls just rocking out to DMX, you just give them an ugly look and they're like, arr!
Right, just go right for the throat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is a false bet. You could give dogs whatever face you want.
Okay, mm-hmm. Brian's going false.
Yeah.
Lou.
I don't think there's any pit bulls in Oklahoma.
Where would you get
that? It's all hunting dogs.
So it's all hounds?
Yeah.
Good hound impression.
I hope he's got like Scooby-Doo up next.
Ruh-roh.
Maybe it's, I'm going to say it's true just because it sounds crazy enough.
Okay.
Like, you don't want to distress the dog before they go
dogging it up.
Now, you see, I don't get those hounds because, like, they're all droopy and saggy and they got short legs and stuff. So, like, why would they be good at hunting? They're about as active
Not a bloodhound.
They got great senses of smell and loose skin that lets them get through trees and stuff.
Yeah, right. But, like, they're a little bit more active than my English bulldog.
That's not true. I've had hounds. They got their energy for days.
Maybe I'm just thinking of a droopy dog.
I just have a foxhound. It's nuts. Barking, running everywhere.
Euthanize that thing.
It's I love that dog. Sweet dog. Sweet dog. All right, so we got a false. We got a true. And Clint, what do you think?
I think this is true.
You're going true.
I'm going true because somebody's probably thinking that if you make a funny face at the dog is going to get all, like, it's going to be considered, like, provoking the dog or something.
Right, got to protect those delicate dog feelings.
Yeah.
Well, no, it might make the dog aggressive and attack him.
Well, stop.
Then you got to put the dog down, and it's just a big clusterfuck.
There are no winners here.
No.
So we got so you're going true, Lou's going true, Brian's going false. This law is true.
Hmm.
Really? Stop making ugly faces at dogs, Oklahoma's people, like Oklahomians.
Yeah. Canine lives matter.
What do you call somebody from Oklahoma?
A Sooner?
An Oklahoma?
A Oklahoma. Mm. I like it. Only two laws left here.
Never ran across that. Didn't.
In the state I just came from this weekend, in Tennessee, it is illegal to take an unfinished piece of pie out of a restaurant.
What do you mean? What's an unfinished piece of pie?
Yeah, the fuck does that mean?
No leftovers. You can't leave with leftover pie.
Wow, that's ridiculous.
What is a grandma running the
place?
You got
to finish your pie.
Yeah.
What is grandma running the place? No. I know you love your pie. You got to eat all your pie.
I would have believed it if it was like, you can't take a hot pie off the windowsill. Wow, it's cool.
Because you'll burn your hands. Like, right. Ah!
Yeah. Only if your name is Dennis and you are, in fact, a menace.
Right.
Your hands are looking like fucking Joe Pesci from Home Alone.
His pie scalded.
Yeah. Pie's on the ground. The fucking animals and the ants are getting to it.
So you're both going false?
False.
Yeah.
Clint, what do you think?
I'm definitely thinking this is false. Because I'm thinking if it's true, like, the restaurants are going to know about it, and they're not going to give the people the pie to walk out with and to begin with. So this has got to be false.
Oh, you're right. You'd stifle the whole pie industry.
Plus, Tennessee's got some bomb-ass pie.
Bomb-ass pie. I didn't try the pie.
That was a waste of trip, Pete. Yeah. Just Titans football and the woods.
I didn't try the pie because apparently I wouldn't be able to leave without it because this is actually a true law.
Shit.
It's so bad that you have to take it. It's like get rid of it.
Final one. Mm-hmm. In New Mexico, Romeo and Juliet is considered violent pornography and has been banned in public schools.
I mean, that's probably true.
Are we talking about the John Leguizamo one?
I'm talking any iteration, I think.
The Leonardo DiCaprio. Oh, it's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Forget John Leguizamo.
God, we're old. He was young in that movie.
Yeah, he was. He was Tybalt.
He was still a boy.
I remember that movie.
Yeah, holy shit. I was like a teenager. Oh, my God.
We were in high school.
My life is flashing before my eyes.
Shit, I walked out of the theater on that movie.
Too many flashing lights. Baz Luhrmann, man.
You should have stayed to the end, man. That shit got interesting. Everyone started dying.
Everyone knows how that shit ends, though.
Yeah.
They started getting into the gunfights, bro. That's not how the fucking book went. It was much cooler in the movie.
They had sword fights in the book.
They had motherfucking gunfights in that movie.
A lot more gang warfare.
All right, kind of cool. All
right, so what are we thinking? What are we thinking here?
I'm going to say yes, because that's just like a stupid state to me. Sure.
Okay, you're going true. Lou?
Where is this?
New Mexico.
For some reason, I thought you said just Mexico.
No. New Mexico.
William Shakespeare.
Yeah, I'm going to say true, just because that movie is such a pile of shit.
You're talking specifically the Leonardo DiCaprio version?
Yes.
Come on, that soundtrack, Lou?
The movie sucks a dick. Like, who was on that soundtrack? The who was like fucking Papa Roach?
The Cardigan. Papa Roach, it's a little bit before Papa Roach. Papa Roach was still at Hot Topic when that movie came out.
Oh, man.
They were getting their look together.
Right, I should have said Korn, maybe.
Korn was just leaving Hot Topic. Yeah.
All right, so you're going false, too, on this.
No, I'm going true.
Oh, you're going true, true. You both said true. Yeah. Clint, what do you think?
I think true.
Three trues across the board.
This is going to be a false.
It's a false.
Mm-hmm. Shit.
That movie, though.
Very proud of myself. You all voted wrong on my answers.
You picked the state that was like...
New Mexico?
Yeah, that was like...
That's the one?
Probably. Well, they're best known for making fucking drugs. What else do you know about that state?
Oh, yeah. Breaking Bad has taught me nothing else.
It's like a lot of what they're doing, okay? Crystal meth.
Blue meth.
Blue meth, yeah. A lot of crystal meth out here.
I was still stuck on Mexico.
All right. Tie winners in this game between Lou and Clint.
Wow. Damn it.
So let's move on to the next game here. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Let me pull up the actual title of this fucking game.
Awesome. We're playing Stan's game.
Oh, no.
We're going to play Stan's game.
Yeah. This fucking game.
A.K.A. The It's Whatever, If Anything I Thought You Guys Can Make Something Out of It, Call It What You Want If You Guys Like It game.
Love this game, Stan. Thank you so much.
Boring.
Lou's not good at this one.
No, not
Lou
at all.
Doesn't like this game.
Does Lou jeer sex too? Like, what the fuck?
In this game, I'm going to describe a movie in a roundabout way. First person who can figure out what movie I'm describing gets the point. Mm-hmm. First movie. And just call it out when you got it. Mm-hmm. A man with a hammer.
Thor.
Needs to team up with five other people.
Avengers.
Oh, man, that was too close to call. I gave you all a point. You all yelled it out.
Wow. Very good, I guess.
It took us off a second to be like, yeah Thor, he got it, right? Yeah. Like, and then you're like, oh, the Avengers. This is my movie.
Teams with five other people to help him beat up his little brother. Next one. An intrepid father and son go looking for religious dinnerware.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
And run into Hitler. That's correct.
There you go.
Yeah. I love that movie, man. Is this just me, or is like the... I like using the little like captions of the guy taking the wrong cup as like meme-worthy stuff, or like...
Where he gets old.
Yeah, it's like... Rah! Like, it just makes me laugh.
Or the Nazi in Raiders melting.
Yeah, his face melting. Ah!
All right, next one. An angry contestant attempts to hunt down and kill the game show.
Death of Smoochie.
No. Attempts to kill the game show host.
Running Man?
Yes. Running Man. Point for Lou.
It's a good-ass movie right there.
That is a good fucking movie.
Next one. A group of Germans deal with a fire during movie night.
Oh, you're Joe Louis Bastards.
That's right.
Say it. And it just couldn't. It wasn't there.
Damn.
Knew it. Forgot the title.
Brian was behind after that last game, but he's mounting a quick comeback here.
He's the movie guy.
Next one. A cowboy and his friends try to get rid of a foreigner that intrudes in their home.
I don't know. Fucking Good, Bad, and the Ugly?
Nope.
A cowboy.
A cowboy and his friends try to get rid of a foreigner that intrudes in their home.
Toy Story,
that's the one.
Oh my God.
Point for Clint.
Who was the foreigner that intrudes in there?
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear.
Oh.
They didn't like Buzz. He was all new.
He is an illegal alien, though, right?
I don't know what planet he was supposed to be from.
He's from out of the world, though. He's
fighting Emperor Zurg.
Certainly wasn't from the good old U.S.
I don't know. You see that jawline?
How much different would the movie would have been if they would have got like some Sputnik fucking...
if it was a Russian NASA?
Yeah.
It was a Cosmo?
Would like all the other toys could kind of naturally dislike Buzz?
Hello, comrades.
Definitely, he would not have gotten along with those army men. For sure.
It's like, oh, potato head. We have you in our country.
Yeah, too. Keep away from me. Turn me into vodka.
Let me squeeze you.
I require your juice.
I have finished playing with Andy.
All right, next round. A deviant who loves his own name gets his head shrunk after cutting in line. Beetlejuice is right.
A deviant? He was a swell guy.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
I like the only good Tim Burton movie.
He was misunderstood.
Yeah.
Misunderstood. Pretty devious dude.
No, you said deviant.
Yeah, deviant.
Like a sexual deviant.
Well, that's a way to describe a deviant, but you could also be like a... Just a deviant, I think, right? They're not always sexual.
He was fucking with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean...
Yeah, well, that and he turned himself into that giant snake. If that's not sexual deviance, hey.
What do you do?
I mean, that's true. And there's a scene where he's in the tiny little town and he makes a whorehouse out of nothing.
But he also made people dance.
Shake, shake, shake. Senora.
I can't argue with any of these points.
Could have been the most memorable dinner scene ever.
That was definitely the most memorable scene out of that movie.
Yeah.
Next round, ready? Mm-hmm. Quick one. A weapons designer undergoes heart surgery.
Iron Man.
Brian just deked you out on that one.
Oh, man.
Tony Stark. Let's do it.
All right. Two more to go. Mm-hmm. A man is reunited with his daughter after a traumatic trip abroad.
Taken. Yep.
Traumatic for the people abroad, bro.
Yeah, Liam Neeson had a ball.
I didn't say who it was traumatic for. Yeah.
I finally got you. I've never felt this alive in years.
Get taken two more times. Right. We need sequels.
When he left the town, he crossed out the population and wrote a new one.
Yeah. Anybody see like that third one though?
Yeah, that was not.
That's the worst movie. No. Oh, it's so bad.
Man. I just watched the first one. The first one was so boss that I was like, don't need to watch the second one.
That's true.
That happened with the transporter with me. I was like, the first one was so awesome. Then I watched the second one. I was like, he just flipped a car at a 360 and knocked a bomb off of it. I was like, this is dumb. All right.
Yeah.
Did you leave the theater?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember you guys.
I was like, this, because you know what? It was on the precipice of being ridiculous, like Taken and the transporter, but it was just real enough where you're like, okay, man, it's still in the realm of possibilities.
Right.
Well, the sequels were just like, okay, this is just bonkers crazy now. All right. I didn't like them.
Yeah, but with Taken, I was willing to suspend disbelief because it's fucking Liam Neeson.
Fuck yeah, man.
That's true. For some reason, for a 60-year-old dude, you're like, yeah, he looks scary.
He's got the big dong.
He's got a big dong.
He's got a huge dick.
Big monster dick.
I wonder how he gets places so quick.
He just runs across his dick.
Yeah, he pole vaults with his dick.
It's like that rainbow bridge in Asgard.
All right, P, last one.
Final round. Mm-hmm. An aging model must come to grips with his new position in the field.
Zoolander.
Zoolander is correct. Brian ran away with that game. Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? He's the movie guy.
Luz is like, fuck.
Yeah.
Also, Luz like, hated it.
Yeah, I did hate it.
Disliked it. Wasn't about it. All right.
What did we decide on? Are we playing the,
imitation
game?
All right, imitations.
Okay, hit that theme.
These are my impressions.
The hardest game we got. I can honestly say nobody is good at this game.
No way, man.
But I'm going to give you a character or an actor or a person and a line to say, and you're going to say that line as that person first round. Mm-hmm. Captain Jack Sparrow.
Okay. What are we saying?
There's always money in the banana stand.
There's always money in the banana stand, Savvy.
You just said your voice and then put Savvy at the end of it.
I'm not good at this, bro.
Right.
Savvy.
Okay.
Right. What about the round?
All right, let me think. About
you're still
this.
Michael Caine.
Yeah.
I clearly don't have Captain Jack down.
What about the round?
All right. Let's let's just get this out of the way. It's going to be bad.
You can do worse.
There's always money in the banana stand. What? I tried to go super gay with
it. You just did a breathy gay stereotype.
Because what? He's super gay in those movies.
There's always money in the banana stand.
like he's like got a hard on for Orlando through most of it, right?
I thought he was trying to bang Orlando Bloom.
That
beard.
That pirate was not trying to fuck Keira Knightley, all right?
Yeah, she looked like a little boy. Just the scariest thing in that movie, man.
Captain Jack, super gay.
Captain super Jack, fucking gay. Every girl on the planet banged that dude. Right? Every girl slapped him. That was the thing. He's like, you fucked me and took my boat.
I don't believe it. Bro, I believe the taking the boat. Not the fucking.
Not the banging him?
No.
Like, they were just waiting there?
No. So he did not do that.
You should hear what he did to Bootstrap Bill. That's why he's at the bottom of the ocean. Yeah, bury that bitch. Too gay.
Dead men tell no tales.
Yeah.
All right, Clint.
All right. There's always money in the banana stands, love.
Not bad. The best one of the bunch.
I actually got an accent out of that one.
Yeah.
We guys at the bar very
well.
Low.
I gave you the gay voice. So that was.
There's always money in the banana stand.
That's how I picture it.
He's just a fucking homo, like.
Yes.
He's a flaming stereotype.
Yes.
Okay.
That's Captain Jack.
He's a pirate.
Gay as fuck.
He's such a hater on all things.
Yeah.
He's gay.
He's no. Super fucking gay.
I would say he's like he got old real quick, but that, I would gay. I don't know.
He's
gay.
Crazy gay.
It's the mascara makes his eyes pop like diamonds, and it scares you.
I thought
he's always like ooh, like. Yes.
Well, I thought of doing this one.
And the way he runs?
After seeing, I saw that new Harry Potter world movie, The Fantastic Beasts.
Sure.
And they show the back of the villain's head at one point. Spoiler alert. And the second I saw
that.
Was
that a spoiler?
No, I'm going to spoil it. I'm about to spoil. You say that before you spoil.
But you said they show the back of the villain's head.
Right. And spoiler alert. Second I saw the dumbass haircut, I'm like, it's going to be Johnny Depp. Like, there's only one guy who would insist on, like, I want to shave, like, just the sides of my head, spike it straight up, and dye it blonde. I was like, yeah, it's going to be Johnny Depp. And it was.
And was it any good?
It was fun, but the reveal of Johnny Depp was like, why would we do that?
I mean, like, Johnny Depp, return to form, man. You were good once.
When?
All right, first of all.
No, your name is three good movies. You can name the all fucking.
Right. Black all Mask, he was awesome in that.
Black Mask? Black Mass.
Yeah.
Any movie
he was really good.
Any adult movie he's ever done has been pretty good.
Edward Scissorhands is great.
Yeah, but he's not a great part of that movie. That movie is great.
He's the main character.
He doesn't talk.
He's just there. He
doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Winona Ryder.
Anthony Hopkins barely spoke in Silence of the Lambs, and he was fucking amazing.
First of all, that's all that character did when he was around. And he just happened to not be in the movie that long.
Yeah, exactly. So he didn't talk much because he wasn't in the movie much.
Yeah.
Just go with my logic here, okay?
Well, I'm not going to hate on Edward Scissorhands. I like that movie.
Yeah.
It's just he doesn't have a lot to say in that movie.
No.
He was good, though.
Oh, sure. He plays creepy and awkward.
He was his awesome stuff is like and Fear like, and Loathing.
Like Sleepy Hollow, I kind of like.
Sleepy Hollow. Get this.
What was the other one that came out like right before Sleepy Hollow? It was like practically the same movie.
From Hell?
That was good, too.
That was about Jack the Ripper, and it was just kind of stupid boring.
All right, well, you love any battle movies that take place
apparently, if Johnny Depp's a boss, I'm all about it. You just love...
Fucking poofter in those pirate movies.
Oh, but I'm sorry. He was a fucking... He was a red-blooded American, and fucking Edward Scissorhands is his fucking The Cure-looking ass. Like, come on.
Yeah, but he was playing a weirdo. He wasn't playing a guy who's... Acting gay one second and supposed to be banging girls and being
man.
The most notorious,
stupid as shit.
The most notorious right. captain of all time. Like, yeah, fucking right.
Jack
the guy's playing probably grab ass everywhere he goes.
It's a Disney movie. They couldn't just have him fucking blow out a ship, rape a chick. Okay, what the fuck did you want from the movie?
That was for the ride.
There was zombies.
Like, I mean, at least act like a ladies' man. It's like that guy acted like. A butt pirate.
So, like, what do you want to do? Just fucking show up to Keira Knightley, slap her fucking face off, and rip her top off?
No, just
put
you know,
a dick in her. Like,
just maybe not be
savvy.
So. He was super effeminate.
I saw the porn version. It's a lot like that.
He was super effeminate.
Rough.
All right. We're not going to solve this tonight, so we're going to move on to the next round. Mm-hmm. character you're imitating is going to be, let's see, I'm picking The Rock. And he's going to say, don't blame me, I voted for Kodos.
Okay.
The Simpsons line.
Shit. I'm just going to do it. Don't blame me, I voted for Kodos. I tried to do, like, if you smell what The Rock is cooking kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay. Tried to give it that energy.
I felt where you were going.
Tried to be electrifying.
You had good space work.
Yeah. Like, you pointed my finger.
The finger was up.
People didn't see it.
You know, I would have.
I should have taken off in an imaginary armband.
Mm-hmm.
You know, crisscrossed it. All right, you go.
Finally, The Rock has voted for Kodos.
That was good read.
Although that finally sounded a little Vince McMahon.
It did, but I mean,
no, it's violent.
Finally, The Rock. You stupid jabroni.
No, if you're gonna go Vince McMahon, you go unintelligible. You're fried.
You gotta do the jowls.
I wanna hire you so I can fire. Yeah, let's go Nixon on it.
I think he like looked at those wrestlers and was like, what a specimen, hire him. This guy's a midget. Put him in an outfit,
dress him like a leprechaun.
Throw him in the front row. Who cares about him?
All right, Clint, you're up.
All right. Don't blame me, I voted for Kodos.
Just went baritone on that one.
Brother Rock, bro.
Yeah, that was definitely Nation of Domination. Back when he did that stupid, like, shoulder buster thing.
The shoulder buster?
He didn't have the rock bottom right away.
Yeah, I know. He had, he like, lifted you up and, like...
Just put, like, your... No, he put hit your shoulder on his knee. Like, he dropped it on his knee.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
It was very low impact.
All right, Pete.
Glad he updated that.
Yeah.
Final round.
Mm-hmm.
Little Snoop Dogg.
All right.
He's going to say, despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
All right.
So you wanted to go first?
Whoever wants it.
All right.
All right. all right. Despite all my rage, still a rat in the cage. I don't know.
What?
I was trying to rap it with a little bit of, I don't know.
Why are we still playing this game?
Because we suck at it.
That's like, really bad.
It's like painful to watch.
All right, Spy on Rage.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in a cage.
Izzle? I don't know.
For shizzle, my Izzle.
With so much drama in the LVC.
Right. I was like, how can I incorporate somewhere where I say D-O-double-G?
With so much rizzle in the kizzle.
Let's hear Clint's version.
Despite all my rage, niggas, I still just a rat in a cage.
That actually sounded the closest.
Yeah,
so I'm going to give Clint the point.
Because he's got a little bit of a nasally...
I was waiting for what you were saying, though. Despite all my rizzle.
Thought of it after the fact. I was like, what's with this guy?
Yeah.
What's his story?
What's his deal? What's this asshole about? All right, I'm going to add up these points. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
So just give me a couple seconds. Talk amongst yourself.
All right. So thank you, Clint, for coming on, and plug your stuff one more time.
All right, thanks. Anyway, I'm the host of the Geek Dig podcast, which you can find at Geek Dig Pod, and you can find on almost anywhere you can listen to a podcast. Also part of the Green Up Gaming podcast, which is at greenuppodcast.com, the Horrible Gamers podcast, which is at _horriblegamers on Twitter, and the Ridiculous Ramblings podcast, which is at RidiculousCast on Twitter.
Oh, thanks, Clint. Pete, it took you a while to tally up. You couldn't work in my dollar store, man.
I heard you guys bitch about that last week. I like to give you guys.
You know what? I wasn't trying to bitch. I was just trying to say, like, I don't do all the same things that you do.
Yeah.
He wings it. He's just like, I think you were the
funny. I didn't hand out any dongs. I didn't separate the categories.
He refused to have anything to do with dongs.
Brian went through all this hard work of printing up these nice score sheets where everything's good and separate. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I take advantage of it.
It's nice to look back.
Yeah, see. Mm. Oh, I had a strong law game then.
Missing week must have been the bug and Lou.
All right, so it was a close game, but in the end, somebody did pull ahead. Our winner this week is our very own Lou.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo! Hey, like them apples, motherfucker.
It was a tight one, but Lou pulled it off.
So well played.
Take that, Johnny Depp.
As he jumps in his...
This is a personal win for Lou.
No, you're listening.
As he jumps in his Scrooge McDuck bin of money from that pirate. Who fucking cares?
Yeah, seriously. All right, but anyway, Lou gets 20 seconds at the end to say whatever he wants. Clint, I want to thank you again for coming on and tell everyone, listen to Geek Dig. It's a good time. And we really appreciate it, man.
Oh, thanks. It was fun hanging out.
Always. So, as for us, check us out on Twitter at PIB Comics. Like us on Facebook. Rate and review and all that fun stuff. You know, the stuff you hear at the end of every podcast. Do that. And, Brian, you want to queue up Lou's timer here?
You know what? I don't know what else to say, so I'm going to just say happy birthday to my little boy. Aww. 1 year old. He's growing up to be a big man. He's going to be kicking ass and, I don't know, doing man stuff pretty soon. So... All right.
The apple later, ball bitches. Is very far from there.
Hopefully with a different
you role model. You motherfuckers aren't supposed to say shit.
Close the door behind you. Yeah.